You started recording, didn't you?
Yeah, of course I started recording. Why wouldn't I not?
It's Mary Jane and Munchie!
Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies.
Don't worry, we're going to get that recorded, like, you know, by some little white girls. But for now, it's bussin'.
What's up? It's your girl, Kumi Jones.
And it's your girl, Boston Bossy.
Yiggity yo, yo, yo. We tickety toke, toke, toke. Smitty smoke. How you doing, best friend?
Hey, best friend.
It's been a long time.
I just left you. What I do, Bob gets to listen to.
Bruh. So today,
you don't want to that paper. I've been telling her that the paper is the enemy of podcasting. You see, the white man, shout out to Ted.
Look, I am not going to smoke no fronto.
Yes, she will.
I'm not going to smoke one none.
Day.
I'm not going to smoke none.
She used to and she loved it. Her pain was pain-free.
That was not she all I could do.
She just trying to have perfect skin, you see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have smoked fronto. What happened was, is like, I would have, like, chronic pain or whatever, and I would have to pop that and hit back into place. And
she
then,
was smoking fronto, y'all. Talk about she was.
I was not. You trying to lie on me on air.
She didn't buy no fronto to smoke it.
No.
But she wasn't like, eh.
No. She's lying because this is what I would say. I would say, okay, if it's like in a lady rotation. So if we were our aunties, right? Right? All aunties smoke fronto, right? All, that's what the truth. Sabrina smokes fronto. Bossy smokes fronto. I would be in rotation
Ooh,
with them.
Auntie.
Now, I would be in rotation. They'd be like, baby, do you want to hit it? I'd be like, I'm going to hit it one time because I'm hurting. Because it's usually after events. It's like taking a shot for me. Now, she trying to make it seem like I was taking shots. But I wasn't. I was just lightly puffing. And on top of that, you're trying to make it seem like I'm not a high roller. I come with the J's when I come. It's just a part of lady combination.
In here, guys. All I got to do is use that hip beat. So you'll say the hemp paper is the gateway fronto.
Now, I will say that high hemp paper is the best. High hemp wraps are the best. Okay? Now, can I smoke that all the time? No. Have I smoked tobacco before? Yes. Will I often smoke tobacco? Never. I am done with that. My skin has to be flawless, as Boston Bossy said. If you see me in real life, you know I damn near look like a model every day I wake up. And I work so hard
like
to look like
butt.
That. You know what? Fits. I look like a model every day I wake up. She's trying to make it seem like babies can't be bottles too. First up.
She looks like a Gerber baby. She's all,
and that's actually kind of how I sound. I'll be like, But needless to say, high hemp wraps are the next level of, like, if I'm going to want to, like, get that high.
Be smoking high hemp wraps and be getting litty.
I be getting laid. I'd be like, do you guys want to play a game? Do you guys want to watch a television show? Look, speaking of television shows,
you know what just wrapped up.
Hell's Kitchen.
Hell's Kitchen. Hell's Kitchen.
Okay, so let me just say, before we break down who won, what'd you think of the season? Let's break it loose.
So I felt that this season was very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because the young guns proved to be actually way better than adults. Like, they watched the show before. They was
they
ready.
They grew up on the show.
They was ready.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, super ready. I was not surprised that Mr. BuzzFeed couldn't cook because none of them recipes got flavor in them. They just instructional videos on how to prepare.
You said none of the videos have flavor in them. I'm done with you. Excuse me as I drink my smile. Okay.
Does it make you
smile? Yes, it do. It do. Anyway, needless to say, I feel like the same way. Like, I've never really tried a BuzzFeed video. I've only used the bacon, like, portion of their videos. It comes to flavor. That's not promised.
Yeah, but fine cooking, you got to have flavor for that expensive plate.
Gordon Ramsay was not playing with now one of you hoes. Now, I believe that this season taught me that anxiety is only something that you can have so often. You gonna have to suck it up! Bruh, when I tell you, when they let that anxiety loose in that kitchen.
I'm not gonna lie. For the person that had the actually identified anxiety problem, she made it to a black jacket. And we talk about our girl Brynn. She made it to a black jacket. Mm. So I will say that anxiety can be something that can get in your way in life. But I think Brynn displayed an amazing amount of personal strength by pushing through it at every step of the way. She announced it, because that's the only way you fix a problem, is to admit you have one. She admitted, she said, look, this a lot. It's overwhelming. I'm stressed. But she never stopped cooking. She didn't stop studying. She didn't throw a lot of raw food at Chef. So I think those are the areas that I would say anxiety, yes, it can be a huge burden that you carry in whatever profession you're in. But Brynn did it with style and grace.
But don't kill nobody. That was another thing. A lot of raw food was served to Chef.
Children can't cook. It was Young Guns. Babies can't cook. The babies didn't know that bouncy mean raw with chicken. Chicken don't bounce. It give and reform. That's why you can make like lollipop chicken, and chicken nuggets. You can form chicken into things because, you know, it has a little give to it. But when it's bouncy, like boing, boing, it's raw. It's raw. The tendons haven't broken down. The meat has not solidified. And you have raw chicken. And they should have known that before they applied for the show. Because I think, like, when you apply for Top Chef, you just, when you give raw food, you know you're going home. Mm-hmm. It's not, go back. And it's you, the raw chicken one. Yeah, bye. No, the chicken was raw. We don't care how it was encrusted in gold and diamonds, and it was it killed everyone. So I'm the only one that survived. You're out.
Trenton
was intense, but it proved to be efficient because now we see why Trenton got a girlfriend. Like Trenton. Trenton for president! Whoa! Woo! I mean, nobody else in Trenton family came but his girlfriend and his daddy. That tells you a lot about her. She represented all the other women.
100%.
I will be there for Trenton, Mrs. Trenton.
You don't even have to worry about it.
I got it. Really? I've taken 2 weeks off of work just in case he needs me for post-winning activities. Because he's going to win. I don't care about that girl, Megan. Megan is her name. He'll make
okay,
it.
So
Trenton can win.
Well, okay, so Kaya.
I don't agree with them. I think if Kaya and Trenton would have went up against each other, that Kaya would have beat Trenton. I think that Megan never had the voice that Kaya and Trenton had. Well, yeah. She was a great executive chef in like a quiet boutique cafe. You know, where she's just like, okay, guys, so today's menu is going to be, let's try to keep it sharp, on point, double check our recipes, partner up, and make sure that you have a friend taste it before you put it up to the serve, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, everyone, have a blessed day, a wonderful work day, and stay cool under pressure. Go, team, go, on three.
Go!
That's her.
That definitely is the vibe of some of the chefs that I caught on the show. But I just feel like being that there were Young Guns, I feel like they didn't know exactly what roles they wanted to play in the kitchen besides being like the executive chef or head chef. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like they had just been like a part of, you know, some type of culinary industry, obviously because of Tasty Dude, he didn't really cook in real life. He just be around food. But I feel like more so what I was seeing with Megan was that, like, she is quiet, but I feel like the efficiency that I saw with her, and I would say all the Young Guns showed that more efficiency than they showed, you know, their voices, because they were, this was a quiet season. They didn't know really how to fire back to Chef, and they didn't know how to fire back with one another. So it was one of them situations where I was like, everybody's struggling, you know, and Trenton went overboard. He went overzealous, like five, six, seven. It
was
when Kaya
and Bryn was plotting to tank his entire meal. I don't think Trenton talked to me. I know what you mean, Bryn. When he said fucking time now, he didn't have to say fucking. He could have just said time now. He was already yelling. I know, right? I was like, who are you, Kaya? When'd you get solved? Did losing make you solved?
Now, we're smoking chocolate OG, and we have been focused and precise. We have not even talked about this strand, but chocolate OG
for the win
is an intica, and I guess it just makes you be like, let's talk about the food over what you smoking, boo.
It makes you like, very
you
focused.
You singing that song. Is that a real song?
Yeah.
Where is that from?
I think like Three Doors Down or something like that. What are them white 90s, late 90s, early 2000 band? Hootie and the Blowfish, somewhere in that era.
No.
Hootie and the Blowfish was a banger band back in the day. Like, I didn't like them because I didn't appreciate like folksy music. I was young. I wanted like, you know, I wanted the hip hop, rap, little salsa, you know, fast paced music. Reggaeton was huge. But, you know, they was over there in the cut just, like, making their little songs, like, you know, little coffee shop dogs.
Well, dang. Okay, well, definitely when Trenton won, I can say one of them songs played in the background. One of them 90s, early 2000s, like, TV show songs
if
came.
If I break away, this will be my moment to see the other side, to prove that I'm not just white.
Okay, so yeah. Okay, that brought me to when I was in the kitchen with Panda and we would just be jamming out. There'd be times where we'd just be singing songs and it'd be like, wee, 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 wee. And everybody like, wee, 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 wee. It was busting.
When I get up in this room, I feel like angels busting through.
Is that or the, there's two songs that's like this. Is Lil Wayne on that song? Okay,
that's the Static Major part.
Okay, okay, so okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. I don't even know that song that deep, but you, if you know the beat, especially when them ovens are going off. I'm done. It was definitely like a special experience, but needless to say, I was really excited and to see him win. But I really thought the ladies could have just, you know, got in there and did a little something unique, a little shine, shine. You know what I'm saying? We gotta pay these bills.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Sharifa's Island Cuisine, Trinidadian Specialties, presents their second annual Single Parents Drive. If you want more information about it, check out the post on her IG page at Sharifa's Island Cuisine, one word, click the link in the bio, or scan the QR mobile device. The deadline for online applications is October 30th. Families affected by gun violence are highly encouraged to apply first. Boston residents only, children ages 0 to 17 years old, their parents are asked to apply. Now, just a little personal note about this. This has been a really trying year with COVID, so anything you do is going to help these families. But most importantly, families, we know that you're out here listening to the podcast. Go ahead and click that link in her bio. Apply, and your family can be one of those amazing families chosen that's going to have a wonderful holiday season.
Please donate to our girl Sharifa Island Cuisine by December 20th, 2021. These families really, really could use your help. It doesn't take much. Go ahead and visit her again at her email at Sharifa, S-H-A-R-I-F-A-H-L at gmail.com. Please email us daily for drop-off locations, new old toys, gifts, and non-perishables are highly appreciated. as long as it's wrapped up new, as long as it's in pure condition, drop it off. It could change somebody's life. Remember that. Thank you. This was Mary Jane and
Munchies. Da-da-da-da-da. Somebody's watching me.
All right, friend. Tell me a little bit.
G-O-D.
Praise him.
He's like, be more off camera, Boston bossy. Be spicy. Be spicy, she said.
Hot. Jalapeno hot. Habanero scotch bottle. Trio.
Hey, this is why you want me to be spicy. She's over here on some cocoa belly. She's talking about being spicy. This is wrong with generation. They cocoa bellies, they don't even know it. They walking hashtags. You said be funny.
Don't make me put my lighter up. Don't trust a chick like me. Anyway. She up here was like, enlight my blunt?
Right. No. I was like, put your light. I was like, light my blunt?
If you don't tell me about UpLive, what's going on? What's popping? What you got going on?
All right. So let's get into UpLive right quick in a minute. 30 seconds. No more than that. If you want to earn some money from home as this pandemic is ebbing and weaving its way all across the country, then DM your girl or message me by email at bostonbossypodcast@gmail.com where I can help you in less than 5 minutes, 10 minutes if you want to be thorough, get signed up and you can be a host on UpLive or Beagle Live. Either one, I am a partner with both. Make sure that you hit your girl Boston Bossy up for information about that. I have a family called House Party on UpLive, and I'm part of a family on Beagle Live called Cold Case. So if you're looking for a place to land once you get all set up on a place, you know where to find your girl. I have flyers up on my social media pages if you want to know more about that. And my boy, Daddy Tez, otherwise known as Mr. Situations, What's the Situation podcast, has another episode coming up this week. He just came off his birthday extravaganza in Texas. So make sure that you check out What's the Situation podcast. It's on IG, Facebook, and all other streaming platforms coming soon. But it's on IG every week live, and then you can watch the rewatch on the IG page.
Mm. No limit, baby. Okay, so
what's going on with Queenie Jones, though?
Okay. So if you haven't peeped out how I'm making these how-to copycat videos, go ahead and just check your girl out in the search engine. I have Copycat Adobo. I have
the latest one is a Chick-fil-A Lemonade episode. Go see that one and run it up. Like, subscribe, because that was the best one ever.
And that's why we don't always let her hold the mic. She is definitely the one that tried to break out the group immediately. And then she'd be like, but I did it for y'all. I have the funds in the back, but I didn't know y'all had to edge it for it. Ha! I want you to be strong, but I didn't know if you could live long.
Oh, no, right. I want you to be so much, but I didn't know if you was anything yet.
But the how-tos are what I'm doing. The copycats are how I get it. So I need you to understand
that she needs y'all to run them up.
Go ahead and subscribe, y'all. I need y'all to support and resort into your local
like, subscribe, share, comment.
You better just hashtag me. Because you know why? Because I got your back like a booty crack. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm like a wipe that you swipe. All right, I'm done. Did you know that we had a hemp fest still in Boston?
I don't even want to talk about it. She keeps trying to bring it up. How dare they have a hemp fest without Mary Jane and Munchies? It wasn't a hemp fest. It was a whack fest.
Their advertisement was super duper like, we will not tell nobody unless you want to
talk about after months of after 2 years of uncertainty, it's conditional. Conditional? Who'd you tell? Only Caucasians?
Conditions, you were underground purge.
They told only Caucasians because they figured that the melanated people wasn't going to be vaccinated, but we ain't going to talk about that.
I don't even smell the weed. Like, when it happens in a non-pandemic year, the whole city from the top to the bottom smell like reefer.
Now I'm gonna be honest, I was working around then. I didn't see no type of setup. In fact, last time I remember, you know what, I wasn't working that Friday before. They probably would have said that before I would have been able to put us on. Damn you! Breakdown. Damn.
Anyway, so I talked to one of known potheads in our area. And I'm pretty sure he proclaims himself as a pothead. But Hemp Fest wasn't a thing this year in all eyes, and we be smoking reefer. Oh my. It is on medicine. So I'm up here talking to this gentleman. I said, sir, did you go to Hemp Fest, sir? Did you go to Hemp Fest?
And I believe pothead gentleman responded, Hemp Fest? They had it. That's all I do is smoke weed. That's my job. Smoking weed and making money to smoke weed. So you telling me that my annual festival for what I do happened without me?
Yeah.
Teardrops, teardrops.
Pretty much like the Mr. Pothead weed gentleman was telling me that he felt like there was too many vaccinated people and unvaccinated in one area. So, you know, no good can happen there. So, you know, you got to get your lowdown of the weed, you know, culture from your local Mr. Pothead gentleman. Because if not, you know, you might be stuck under a rock. All right. So, let me just say, best friend, can we work on a time to do lives on a weekend? That's convenient for us both.
We are definitely going to bring back our lives. I think Saturdays are the best days.
Yeah, y'all.
We're going to bring back Saturday lives with Mary Jane and Munchies so we can talk about some of these hot topic, hot button, hot served issues in a timely fashion.
Yeah, and also, look here. You won't be surprised if you catch us with, you know, our aunties on a slide talking about some real business moves. Now, never
life situations. Left. They're going to be funny.
They're beyond funny.
We're going to call our lives Mary Jane and Munchies unedited.
Oh, wow. Well, it's not like we really edited it on here, dog. Like,
don't let Queenie Jones fool you. She'd be like, pause. I need you to bring up the energy. You're at a 30. I need it at a 400. And I'm like, okay, I got you. I'm Boston Bossy. You know what I'm saying? Boo boo. Let's go.
Now let's go ahead and pay some bills right quick.
I just feel like there's never enough lighters.
There really isn't. We need to have like nine.
And we need to put them on chains or some type of belted loop mechanism. Yeah, because when you need to light it up.
Why have I been getting into these theories of like just playing with fire? I need to stop. I need to put some more.
I think you should be a fire dancer. That would be so cool. I've never seen a black girl fire dancer. You could be a, like, you could do the hula hoop thing since you wear a waist piece. You'd be like,
I ain't got the hip for that though. See, that's a lot.
I don't want to have fire around myself while I barely know how to hula hoop well.
Okay, friend. So, no, I would not like to have hula hoop fire rings on my hips.
She's diminishing how dope it would look. Guys, imagine like a fire eater or a fire dancer, but on a hula hoop scale, and imagine Queenie Jones. Now tell me that's not, pun intended, fire.
It would be lit. Let me just break down some synopsises where...
Smile. This is real mint because it's kind of going bad.
Yeah, it's turning. It's just a tinge.
But it's not like it's going bad in the juice, and that's what I'm smelling. I'm smelling real mint.
That I feel like that's a part of, like, if you have a transportation process where that juice is sitting in the car or the vehicle too long and it ferments just a little bit, mm-hmm. and then it goes into a cool system. It's not bad. It's just that you can... She a real chef, dog. That's what you can tell.
Oh, yeah, girl. I mean, I mixed it up.
Yeah.
I was real mint, though. That's why it's so mentally good.
It is delicious. Okay, so... We grinding out here, y'all. I feel like the lives is definitely a Saturday possibility, and we can get back to grind time.
I would love that. Follow me on my new Instagram. Grind Mistress is... currently dead as of now since I'm locked out. So follow me at Grind, GRINDD, Mistress, MISTRESS. Yes, I just added a D.
I was about to say, isn't that still just Grind Mistress?
Yes, I just added a D.
Grind!
Yeah, it's like Grind! Mistress.
Okay.
Follow me at my new IG for little, you know, behind BTS moments and fun stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, in between time, we definitely want to bring back our Saturday Lives. We might bring on our homegirl Known Day, or some other former guests, new peeps, you know, whoever's available at the time.
Go ahead and follow Mary Jane and Munchies on all platforms. It's important because if you aren't following us everywhere, how can we find y'all?
We want our MJers to feel connected. So go ahead and click our link tree where you can sign up to be a part of our fan group. We're going to get it back up and running. We kind of like let it die off. We being honest. We let
what it had die happened off. Was we just wasn't like.
You wasn't joining it. We felt sad about it.
No, it was just like we didn't know how to manage. That's another thing. We're real business women. We're entrepreneurs learning how to do things properly. And I really want you to know we learn with more experience. I know that sounds corny, but the more we work, the more we learn. And we cannot help but just really wanting to reach out to you guys and really wanting to be kinetic. Well, damn, kinetic, but connected with one another. Because we know during the pandemic, you can't smoke with your homies as much. So let us be your homegirls. All right, follow me on all platforms at QUEMIEJONES, Queenie Jones, everywhere in your search engine. I'm really grinding, y'all. I want you to understand that I am a producer now. Do you know I'm editing these podcasts? We up here doing a lot. We got Boston Bossy on Canva right now, just grinding it out. Now, so that's why we gotta have y'all like follow us, cause this is all us.
You can follow our company, Boston Bossy_MMC, to hear about all the amazing things that we got going on with ourselves and our friends.
Chill. All right, one more thing. Bye.
Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies.
Yeah! What's up? I'm your girl Cassia, chef, influencer, and wellness queen, coming to you to tell you about my YouTube channel, Queenie Jones, where I teach you how to hashtag cook good and look good on the low low. What is cook good and look good? Well, I'm glad you asked, Queen Mike. To cook good and look good is to use simple, fresh, locally sourced ingredients to create rich, nourishing, easy meals. To be cerebral and confident while you cut costs. Go ahead and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Queenie Jones, and turn on that notification bell because I post content every week on my channel. The first 100 people to subscribe, like, and comment, hashtag Queenie Jones, hashtag cook good and look good on 5 of my videos will be a part of my exclusive VIP member club. And for more info on my VIP member club, go ahead and follow me on IG where I keep all my behind the scenes content and let you know where I'm actually sourcing some of my ingredients, some of my finest, and where you can understand how you can be the finest. Go ahead, you are officially locked in as a queen might. Follow, like, comment, and subscribe. Bye!